Pericles countered this by offering all his property to the Athenian demos and got out of that criticism very easily. But in any event, neither Archidamus nor the successors of Pericles really provided the kind of dynamic leadership that would be necessary to wage a decisive war. There were able commanders on all sides, but no great general and no great leader, and for Sparta especially, no charismatic king. The other king, Pleistaenax, at this point, was still in exile. So in 429 BC, probably early in the year, the Athenians took an important decision. Their adventures into the western waters had been essentially seasonal campaigns. And then the great fleets would withdraw to Athens, where they would put up for repairs and provisioning. In early 429 BC, a detachment of 20 triremes was permanently stationed at Naupactus under the command of Phormio. He had served in northwest Greece before. He had lots of friendships among the allies, the Acarnanians, the Amphilochians, also the Messenians. He was well-liked in Corcyra as well. He also had served at Potidaea. He was an experienced general, and above all, had a sense of seamanship and a knowledge of the western waters that no other Athenian commander had. In 429 BC, as he took up his position at Naupactus and began to stop trade coming in from the west, the Spartans decided to launch a major offensive in western Greece. An army was readied at Delphi, a traditional friend to the Spartans, comprising 3,000 Peloponnesian hoplites, local allies, under a Spartan officer known as Cnemus, who was apparently a senior, well-respected officer in Sparta. At the same time, naval forces were readied. And early in 429 BC, this army marched into Aetolia and made a beeline for Amphilochian Argos, which is their main objective in the Gulf of Ambracia. The Peloponnesian army ran into locals using the peltast tactics and harassed them, and the army suffered an embarrassing defeat, which proved the need to use skirmishers and light armed forces in wooded mountainous areas, the importance of local guides, and securing lines of logistics. The force was driven off in a humiliating defeat, and Amphilochian Argos was never seriously threatened. At the same time, a naval force set sail from Sicyon and Corinth of 47 triremes, bringing reinforcements to that army operating in Aetolia. Its apparent destination was to hit Naupactus, land there, and then cut inland to join up with the main column moving against Amphilochian Argos. Well, it never disembarked. The squadron at Naupactus under Phormio immediately set sail and hit that force west of Naupactus and won a stunning naval engagement. To be sure, the Corinthian commanders who had this force had many of the ships loaded with soldiers, and they adopted a defensive crescent formation known as a kouklos. It's very similar to what was used at the Battle of Artemisium in 480 BC. But Phormio, with his 20 ships, encircled the 47 ships, sailing around, performing all sorts of daring maneuvers, eventually forcing the Peloponnesian ships ever closer together during the morning engagement. And as Thucydides notes, the Peloponnesian ships began to foul each other, and Peloponnesian helmsmen exchanged words among each other that were not kindly, as he puts it. And as the Peloponnesians became more crowded and more confused, Phormio waited for an afternoon breeze to rise off the western waters, which then turned the waters into a very choppy conditions, and the Athenians, who had been circling and threatening, proceeded to ram several ships broadside, wrecked them, completely unnerved the Corinthian squadron, and chased it back to Sicyon, capturing a number of ships and thwarting all plans of landing this additional expedition in Aetolia. It was an embarrassing defeat in Corinthian waters. The third naval defeat the Corinthians had suffered since 434. The Spartans themselves were angry, and often it is misunderstood exactly what happens next. This was not really considered a Spartan defeat. There were no Spartans in command. In fact, the Spartans sent Cnemus from Aetolia with three senior officers, including Brasidas, who acted as liaison officers, and in the course of the summer, they launched a fleet of 77 triremes with the intention of engaging that Athenian force in Naupactus and wiping it out and securing the Gulf of Corinth.